Here I come.
Oh,
here I come.
Oh. Who's the person that's number one on that invitation list?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's why I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Got him!
The panicking is happening right now. Quick, rally all the white dudes to save the marginalized, oppressed, super duper stunning and brave, strong, don't need no man's indigenous East Jamaican black super duper for cereals, black girl magic woman. Weird. Breitbart over here. Hollywood elites. Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro reunite in attempt to rescue Pennsylvania's for Kamala. I'm sorry, was there some sort of pedophile bat signal lit up in the sky of Hollywood? Is that what's going on? Allegedly, of course. Allegedly. Nobody would ever think that these two degenerate weirdos and a whole bunch of other kid fuckers in Hollywood, California would be kid fuckers. Allegedly, of course. Heard they're going to a P. Diddy party after they rescue Kamala Harris's campaign. But yeah, you're watching all pedophile, alleged, hands on deck when it comes from rescuing Kamala Harris from herself. This is hilarious. Killers of the Flower Moon stars Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio. Fuck both of you assholes. You stupid names. Get out of here, commies. They reunited with several other celebritards, elites, in an attempt to boost Kamala Harris in crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania. When they took the stage in Philadelphia, Philadelphia, boys, on Saturday. So let me see if I got this straight, right? Donald Trump's super duper for cereals a Nazi. Been saying that for 10 years, right? Donald Trump's a rapist and he's Hitler. He's worse than Hitler because Hitler liked dogs or some shit like this. And I don't know. So, and despite the fact that you've had the mainstream media press, the legacy print media, and the big tech kid fucking scumbags of Silicon Valley push that narrative for 10 years, and you have laundered $1 billion through Act Blue to Kamala Harris's campaign and given her nothing but 100% positive press, she still needs help. Well, that sounds like the world's worst fucking candidate. Oh, you don't understand. She's black. She got a black vagina, and a vagina super duper black. Her black vagina smokes weeds, cooks collard greens in a bathtub. Yeah, that doesn't seem to resonate. So lean more on these two dipshits, huh? And other celebrities from Hollywood, California. So here you go. Now they got a Philadelphians for Harris event. Are either one of these fuckers from Philadelphia? I doubt it, right? Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, probably not from Philadelphia. But here you go. Robert De Niro gives Donald Trump a classic Philly welcome. Before or after his P. Diddy party that he's going to go to, allegedly, of course. Huh? Classic. Okay, so you're going to give Donald Trump that classic Philadelphia welcoming, right? Because Donald Trump's an asshole and he sucks so bad. Well, then why are you guys worried about losing Philadelphia? Why do you need all of your mega super duper serials Hollywood stars to come rescue Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania if Pennsylvania hates Trump? Sounds like Pennsylvania's given Kamala Harris the classic Philly welcome. That's probably too much. Lefties can't understand. Lefties are fucking stupid. These idiots cut their dicks off, boys. They're weird. But there you go. Calling out all the shots. They had Beyonce. They brought Beyonce to a Georgia rally yesterday. And again, for the second time, by the way, there's a racist joke in here somewhere about an Indian scammer. Anyway, you've got Kamala Harris, the first black woman of Indian descent, telling all of these dipshit, ugly, white, fat fucking liberal chicks and these soy orbital noodle arm motherfuckers that are hanging around them that, oh my God, this Beyonce's gonna be here. Beyonce will, according to rumor, be performing on stage at the DNC. And then, like, no, she didn't. She didn't even show up to that, I don't think, did she? And then they said, no. Okay, well, this time for cereals in Georgia, because we're rescuing democracy. She's definitely for cereals going to be on stage performing for you. Nah, she came out and she said, oh my God, men suck. Vote for the woman. Then she left and everyone was like, hold on, what the fuck, again? Again? And she fucked you over twice on a stupid, shitty, free fucking concert from some dipshit Beyonce who, again, has a lot of P. Diddy party pictures. She'll definitely fix the economy that she said wasn't broken, but you just gotta hire her and she'll fix it this time for cereals. Yeah, she's gonna take real good care of you. She just fucked you over twice on a stupid fucking concert, you morons. But anyway, that's where we're at now. The left is in, boy, Kamala Harris just absolutely imploding as we get into the final legs, single digits to the election day. And calling out all of the individuals who have been compromised at Epstein and P. Diddy parties to get out there right now and dance like monkeys. Get out there right now. Yo, get out there. We got videos. We got videos of you and little Asian boys, Robert. Allegedly, of course. In Roblox. All right, thanks so much for watching the videos. Support channel. Kept up to date with the Totally Not Pedophiles. Yeah, if you want to be kept up to date with all of these Hollywood weirdos who are totally for cereals, definitely not kid fucking rapists. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.